What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ben Standig on his Substack had a piece that I liked. He wrote about 11 positives with the Commanders right now. He says no pom-poms required. And he went through things that he really likes about the football team. He said Frankie Louvu is a maniac. Laremy Tunsil is a badass. You know, different things that are areas where fans can either be prideful or hopeful or confident. Just something that you feel good about. And I thought it made for a good topic, actually, for us to discuss on the show and maybe even open up phones on. So we can do that now at 800-636-1067. Let's put Terry in the back seat for a moment. Mm-hmm. Let's let everybody else, frustrations, issues, questions, and worries, let's just put those to the side. There's a lot to like about this team. First and foremost, anything involving number five, Jaden Daniels. So I think for the sake of the conversation, we could just separate Daniels. Let's look for things that don't get talked about that are actually very positive right now or could be strengths for this team. We can go back and forth here, Danny.
They've still got Austin Ekeler. When he's in the game and he gets touches, he's wildly effective. He is such a good offensive player. Now, you can't overuse him because of injury and breakdown and wear down and the like, but he is the easy button that I always talk about with players on offense. Not necessarily strike up the band, you know, DeSean Jackson 80-yard touchdown, but you remember some of these games where the script was Austin Ekeler, little flip to the right, Austin Ekeler handoff, now you're past midfield and scoring range, and we're going to go for it on fourth down, and we're going to brotherhood this way and ring the bell, and we're going to go, you know, get some points out of the drive. He makes things easy. He's still here, overlooked.
I think the offensive line has a chance to be really good this year. Laremy Tunsil at left tackle is going to be a gigantic upgrade and a substantial building block for the next few once they lock him up. Brandon Coleman moving in from tackle to guard has a chance to have happen at left guard what happened with Sam Cosmi at right guard. I think we could be talking about Coleman in 2 years as a guy on the precipice of Pro Bowls who's just well-respected as one of the better left guards in the league. Tyler Biadasz at center is very serviceable. He is good. I don't know where you'd rank him, but he's probably somewhere around like 10 to 12 among centers in football. If you know if you told me he's 9th or 10th, I would buy that. If you told me he's 13th, I'd get that, but he's a top half of the league player at the position. Cosmi's hurt. I don't think he'll be ready in week one. They're suggesting he will be. But I do think he'll be here within 4 to 6 weeks into the season. In the meantime, Allegretti slides over, who started all year long last year when they had a great offense. And then you've got a competition with two options at right tackle, the rookie Josh Connerly, the veteran Andrew Wiley. And while Connerly got off to what I perceived to have been a difficult start to training camp, that's going to happen when you're a rookie learning the ropes. How good did he look in the preseason game against the Patriots? I mean, I saw some of the Logan Paulson breakdown where he was really enamored with certain plays, but just my own eyes, not as smart as Logan, watching him, he looked comfortable, he looked confident, he looked strong, he looked athletic. I thought he was great. So you got Connerly, let's just say he settles in at right tackle next to Cosmi with Biadasz, Coleman, and Tunsil. I think by the end of the year, Danny, this could be their best offensive line in a while, something I feel really good about.
Trey Amos, they might have one, dude. They might have a guy. I was, you know, looking at their secondary this offseason. They didn't go big game hunting. They didn't go for a couple of the heavier hitter names, the Carlton Davises, the DJ Readers, et cetera. They chose to kind of go that middle class route, short-term deal, Jonathan Jones, who would have been perfectly adequate, perfectly fine, maybe a slight upgrade for Noah I or a couple of the other dudes that have kind of been in rotation here. So I was thinking, okay, that's their outside corner. Maybe Trey Amos emerged as something. I think he's emerged as something. I think this is a dude. I think this is a week one starter opposite Marshawn Lattimore. And all of a sudden you look up and you go, well, look at this nice little young secondary with Mikey Sandler still in the slot. And look at Trey Amos on the outside. You got the makings of something that's sustainable, not short-term veteran Vinny. I think they might have had something pretty special come through camp.
We've gotten to a point where people are down enough on Daron Payne that I think he's now underappreciated. When's the last time anybody's really talked about Daron Payne that you've heard as a storyline in camp?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I can't remember it.
Right.
If it's been years?
He's one of the best players on the team. One of the highest paid players on the team. And let's face it, I mean, when he's right, this is a guy who at one point in time here was a dominant force. Now he's just kind of furniture in the room. Nobody really talks about him or addresses him. Because it's been a couple of years now since he got paid where he's been semi-average, I would say. But how sure are we that Daron Payne still doesn't have some really good football left? That maybe if Javon Kinlaw next to him is taking on more bodies, that he can't get up the field a little bit. Not to mention he's motivated. He's playing in the third year of a deal with an out on the back end where the Commanders could get out of paying him $28 million next year if they want to. A motivated Daron Payne in the past was when we saw the best version of him. I kind of think he is a sneaky candidate to have a season nobody's talking about. Is he ever going to have the 11 sack, you know, whatever that was, monster Daron Payne season from a few years ago? No, probably not. I don't know if he's going to be saying, pay me my money. Pay me my money. The old Instagram bit that we fooled Daris with. If you haven't seen that, I'll make sure to make sure we post it on the 106.7 The Fan accounts. But he used to get a sack and he would like fake sign a check. He's like, pay me a giant contract and then I maybe won't live up to it. But I think this could be one of those years, like, it's gone the other way, where people were annoyed, frustrated, disappointed, whatever, and now we just don't talk about him at all. He's still really, really good. And if you remember in minicamp in the early part of the offseason, he was the guy Dan Quinn was pointing out, saying...
It went out of his way, you're right.
He's in shape, I love what he looks like, I love how he's doing. I haven't heard anything lately, but when I go out there, he's noticeable at practice.
Last year at this time, we're going, you know, Dante Fowler is a situational pass rusher, maybe there's something there. In this defense, with this exact same coaching staff, in this scheme, broke out for 10.5 sacks. Now, we know what the downside was. You don't want to play him on running downs, and he's going to get knocked into next week, etc. But as a pass rusher, a dude that hadn't had more than 6 sacks in, what, 5 seasons, 6 seasons, broke out in a major way. So much to the point that Washington was like, you know what, we don't really need to resign you. We're not that desperate. You can go somewhere else because we think we've got something. Now, Dante Fowler has transformed into Von Miller. You telling me Von Miller, a guy with the get-off that he has, a guy with that still that elite toolkit of pass rushing maneuvers, kept fresh in this scheme and design, can't wreak a little bit of havoc? You telling me Von Miller couldn't have more than 6, 7, 8 sacks as a situational pass rusher here? I don't know, man. Last year at this point, I would have taken Von Miller over Dante Fowler.
I'm taking this from Substack Standig. Things he feels good about, reasons for optimism with the Commanders. We're asking you to give us yours at 800-636-1067. By the way, Danny, did we try to get you with the pay me my money thing?
Absolutely.
You didn't participate?
Not for a single second. Smell that coming a mile away.
Had you already seen those reels?
Never once. It was so... You guys, if this was poker, you'd be like, I have a terrible hand. It was the most obvious thing in the world. Like, pre-laughing.
Well, how did Daris get tricked?
Kind person, too okay. Trusting, I think. Yeah. It was so blatant where they're like, just do this really foolish thing and just but go last. It couldn't have been more obvious. Seriously. Make a fool of yourself, sound like a buffoon, and it'll be fun. No.
For people that don't know, this was like a viral, one of these things that Danny hates, frankly. Like all of the trends.
Yeah, and it's all gone away. Right. Correct. So I'm right.
Well, I mean, it goes away. It's not supposed to stay forever.
That's the point. They're
just these quick little trends that come and go.
I just got to the end when it's gone.
Social media. So the bit was, you're like with several of your friends, you do this thing where you say, pay me my money in a weird way. And you kind of like do a quick dance and then you move off and everybody claps. And then the last person that says it, nobody does anything and they just look like a complete fool.
Yeah.
So then me and Clary and Anthony and Toby and whoever else did it. And Daris does it last, and we just bob time him. And I mean, the video, I got to get the video. We got to post it. It's so funny. And also, I feel terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's gut wrenching. Nice,
it would have been better if it was you.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, the fact that it was Daris, it works too. It was tough for him.
Yeah. It's a low moment where you're looking around confused. Where's Mike? Because what everyone does, everyone goes, yay!
He only got because you wouldn't do it.
Right.
The rest of us weren't on the bit to try to get you. Mm-hmm. And then Darius just happened to like go to the bathroom that time or go get Doritos that time. So he wasn't in on it. So we're like, well, who else can we screw and make their day terrible? Oh, Darius. Here he is.
Let's ruin Darius's day.
And he's like, nice. So he's like, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. Let's do this.
That's tough. I mean, it was the most painfully obvious thing in the world that something was afoot. You're not wanting me on your internet trend because you think I'm neat.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.